Good evening. Thank you very much. Thank you. I thought what we do over the next few weeks is something a little different. We usually do a small halacha each day. What I'd like to do in the evenings...
A big halacha
every night. A little different. What I'd like to do is actually run through the al-chets one at a time between now and then to give us some sense of the meaning. The sentiment of the litany, the catalog that we will be running through rapidly as Yom Kippur approaches. And there are 44 distinct confessions that we make that apply to every limb in our bodies, to every urge and whim, every impulse, every craving, every error. But there are some commonalities between each and every confession that we make that I want to address this evening before we turn tomorrow, please God, and in the days to come, to each successive confession. And I should note, I don't have to, but I will, that as part of my responsibilities for the Strauss Center at YU, I have to prepare some material on Shakespeare. It's convenient when there's some overlap between your national heritage and the interest of your current culture. So I was looking at a version of Macbeth that was put on by the British Shakespeare Company, and it begins, which is not in the script of the play, but with Duncan, the pious king, sitting down in the midst of war, striking his chest. He wasn't saying Khatati. What was he saying? It was not in Scottish.
Al-Khate.
It was close to Al-Khait, but it was in Latin. It said mea culpa, which is not something I've heard really said in person before, but it essentially means my fault. And it's a signal of piety, another phrase, presumably Christianity mainly, where you hit your chest and you say mea culpa, which literally translates as my fault. And it gave this air of piety before, of course, Macbeth has him murdered, and by has him murdered means murdered him in the middle of the night while he was hosting him. But it struck me that we speak very differently when we confess, when we signal our piety and our apologies. We begin, Al Chait Shachatanu Lefanecha Be'ones Uvaratzon. And then we have the other permutations. But the common theme to each and every confession, Al Chait Shachatanu Lefanecha, on the sin that we have sinned before you. And it's worth noting that there is a redundancy, it seems. The simplest way to confess, if you're talking about Ones Uvaratzon, would be, Chatati Be'ones Uvaratzon. I sin, willingly and unwillingly. Full stop. Al chait, on the sin, shechata nu, that we sinned, lefanecha, before you, ba'ones uvaratzon. There seems to be a level of excess one doesn't need to confess, it would seem. But those three additions, al chait, to begin with, you could just say chatati ba'ones uvaratzon. Al chait shechatati ba'ones uvaratzon indicates a specificity. We're not just saying in an abstract, detached, amorphous sense, I've sinned. We're all fallen beings. We all make mistakes. There is a specificity to al-chait on this specific sin which invites us as confessors to think about distinct mistakes that we've made, particular errors. Chait, the moment where we've sinned. That's the first distinction that is, again, common to every one of the al-chaits. Number two, chatanu, even in the quiet Amidah, on our own, we say we have sinned, the sin that we have sinned, which again makes us think that number one, we're not on our own here. We have people with us. We're not the outlying rebel. We are all as people in this together, but also that we're responsible for others. Chatanu, even if I think, Ba'onis of Varanso and I've had a pretty good year, it wasn't so bad. Chatanu, I'm responsible for other people too. And it's upon me to try and lift us together as a community and as a people. And I'll finish, you'll be glad to know, I will finish, but I will finish with the last addition, lefanecha. We say, God, we have sinned, al-chay shechatanu lefanecha, which I have sinned before you, which does two things for us. Number one, it integrates God with every aspect of our life. We are confessing here as part of each individual specific sin, making the recognition that there is no dark corner of the earth where God can't be. That God is with us at every moment of every day, of every month, of every year. But I think perhaps most importantly, when we say chatati, chatanu lefanecha, what we're saying is our confession is not news to God. We're saying on the sins that I sinned before you. If we did it before him, he knows about it already. Which actually indicates that the entire catalogue of confession has nothing to do with sharing with God our secrets. God knows our secrets. This is really about confessing to ourselves about how we need to improve, how we need to lift ourselves. We need to move forward and grow and remind ourselves of the gaps that we have in our perfection. With that in mind, we turn to Chanan Mekasha Omer Zekarish Bachel Zakar Hechiz Alachen Hivalem Termitzvot Shneamardin Alchafritz Mansid Ko Yagdel Torav Yadir.